4ULP. Any station copy? You're a little bit scratchy there, I can barely make you out.
It's KO4 PXB, is that any better?
Get better. I can understand you clearly.
Roger. So I'm mobile, so I'll probably get, it'll get scratchy and clear every once in a while.
Could I have name and call sign slowly in the photonic alphabet so I can get that down in my logbook? I appreciate that.
KO4PXB. The name is Lloyd. Lima, Lima, Oscar, Yankee, Delta.
Call sign I got KO4EXG. And for the name, LLOYD, correct?
My name is KO4, on the call sign, KO4, Papa, X-ray, Bravo.
KO4PXB, correct?
PXB as in Bravo.
Got you there. So I couldn't hear if you said yes or no, so I got KO4PXB.
Correct. That is correct.
Your name spelled correctly, LLOYD? Alright, thank you. You know, I'm having a logbook here to log down the people on the repeater, and you would be my 26th. Log, I believe. Be my 27th log.
Yeah, that's good. I definitely need to start one because I hear all these people's call signs, but don't recall when I hear it what their name is.
Because, you know, I can look at the call sign and then I write down the name. So that way, you know, I can get to know other people on their appearance better. Anyway, my call sign is Kilo Oscar 4. Ultra Light Player, and my name is Alexander.
You're talking a couple times before within the last week and some last week.
Today would be that I've had my license for finding my call sign for a week. So I got my call sign November the 5th and took the test on November the 3rd. So I really enjoy the hobby. It's a great hobby.
Definitely, certainly is. I got mine in February of this year.
Get around with HF any?
Yeah.
That, Chad, his call sign is KO4NUE. He's giving me a HF radio, so I'm excited to get into that, you know. And then I'm probably going to start my general here shortly, and then, you know, to go further into HF.
Dude, I'm going to start practice. So, me and Chad are actually in the military together.
What are you in? I was retired military. I didn't know which branch, but that's kind of neat that, you know, now you both have your license and you're both in the Army, so you were in, like, the same group?
In the same group, and combat together.
So the time that you were in the military, a few times did you actually have to ever go overseas?
Years in Germany, and I went to a couple of tours of combat.
We have a neighbor, he is becoming the head of the National Guard in South Carolina. I don't know if he's been in any combat, but he has been overseas for about a year. As far as I know, we have a neighbor that's head of the National Guard in South Carolina, so, you know, I've always found the military interesting. I never really wanted to be in it, you know, just like hearing the readings, some of the old, history of the ward. I find that interesting.
So 4XPXV, I'm fixing to go into Valley where it's got real bad reception. So I'm saying 73 and signing out.
Alright, 73 San Jose, shining with you. K04ULP clear. 04ULP. Any station copy? Oscar 4, Uniform Lima Papa. K04ULP. Any station copy and monitoring?
4CEF Mobile. Name here is Andrew, K04CEF.
Andrew, I am Alexander, and my call sign is Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Lima Papa. I'm a new ham, and today is the week of having my call sign, and I love the hobby, so it's a great hobby.
I have to ask, how old are you? You got your technician's license.
15 years old, and a week or two plan to start studying for my general.
My son, who is also 13, is in the truck with me. What would you say was what got you wanting to take your technician's license?
Went to Canada for a week and a half that we went up there, but since during COVID, my dad couldn't cross the border. My mom's a Canadian citizen, so she could take us across the border. So we went to go see, we have family up there, so we went to go see them. And when we came back, my dad had bought a little handheld. And then, you know, I started listening and, you know, Russell K2RCL, he kind of told me more about it. And I said I want to get my license. So about July, I started studying and got it on November. And I really like it.
Congratulations. That's awesome. I wish I could get my boys to get interested, but they would rather play on their Xboxes and stuff than get their technician's license.
Xbox or any like video game stuff, so you know, me and my brother are normally playing outside, so I really like the radio. In fact, I don't even own my own phone or anything, so you know, radio is the only communication device, and you know, I'm glad I don't own a phone. I don't want to be stuck on a screen all day. I like you know, playing outside and, you know, sometimes inside and talking on the radio.
I'm Alexander. It was nice to talk to you on the radio. We are here at Boy Scouts Camping Nights. We're going to start getting our stuff together. So I'm going to say 7-3 to you, and I hope you have a great evening. And it's been a pleasure talking to you.
If you got the time, could I have your call sign and name the photonic alphabet real quick?
Name my call sign and what else?
But I have a log list here, so, you know, I'm trying to get to know the people on the repeater more.
My call sign is K04CEF. It's Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot. The name here is Andrew. And I don't know UTC time right now. I think we're 5 hours behind, so that would put us at 22:15, right?
I don't feel the time UTC, you know, I just pretty much filling in the frequency mode and power and call us on our name. So could I get your name for talking alphabet? I'm not the greatest at spelling.
Name here is Andrew.
Spell that out. I'm not exactly sure how to spell that. I'm not good at spelling.
Roger that. It's Alpha November Delta Romeo Echo Whiskey.
I got K04CES, and for the name I got ANDREW. Am I correct?
That is correct.
So I'll let you go. It was nice talking with you, 73, K04ULP, and I'll be clear after your final.
This is Alexander. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Have a good evening. K04CEF, and I'll be clear.
Wide bubble.